that vegan
Blog
diet.
Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
And grand rising. Thank you all for joining us on this edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and we'll be joined by our co-host Kareem Hamid and our American Muslim 360 family and our special guest today. Professor Brinson is joining us to talk about that very important thing that we all need to take care of, our diet. So we, in fact, know what the soul food diet has done to us. Now we're going to look at how we can change the makeup of our bodies by switching to a plant-based diet. So we'll be right back in just a moment to join our co-host and our American Muslim 360 family and our guest. And we want you to call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll open your mic and get your thoughts. We'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us. The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday morning mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, self-care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, repairing broken families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green, and Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution. All right. And we are back.
With the Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer.
Joining our American Muslim
we are
family.
Grateful to announce that during the month of Ramadan, here on American Muslim 360, yours truly, Kareem Hamid and Michael Hameen shall share the Ramadan sessions of Imam Warithuddin Muhammad Sunday evenings from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360 Radio. We look forward to your presence pre-Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
And we are back. Praise be to Allah. This is the broadcast of the Female Solution. I am half of the assembled host. I am Kareem Hamid, radio station manager for American Muslim 360, and I am awaiting my co-host, Naima Latif, to sign in on the studio board here so we can move forward with the Female Solution. Praise be to Almighty God.
All right. We, of course, are
waiting on
our co-host.
I believe I see a number. I think this is Minister Plump. I'm quite sure that is. That's not Naima's number. Let me see if she has messaged me. I've seen no messages from her.
We're going to have to call Kareem.
Nope.
And let him know. And in the meantime, of course,
from her.
We're going to take one more quick break, and we'll be right back after
I'll,
this quick break. So stick and stay straight away. We'll be right back in just a moment. So
as we await Naima Latif's presence on the AM360 board, that subject matter and what is being
I'm Barbara.
Being somewhat bantered about
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance,
elimination
we're also three sisters.
Of true African American history.
To every week,
the true
sharing
history.
Our successes
you
and
know,
our mistakes
as
we navigate
to give
our lives
an honest rendering.
Sisters,
and it's just not about African American history. No, it's about the
we'll
true history of this country,
race,
of this
politics,
nation.
Economics. Culture,
the truth will set
we'll
you free.
Take a look at
you know,
from whether or not you
we have
to how
received
you
a sanitized version
it.
Of history
look for our
about this country.
Book,
a whitewash.
It's a personal story about our lives growing
of,
up
the founding and the establishment of the United States government, and but the history of how people fare, how they live under this government in this country. There is nothing wrong with telling the truth. It will cleanse the soul. It's a I see her now.
Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch the Hero Animation.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif, and we're joined with our co-host, Kareem Hamid. And thank you all for joining us on the switchboard. And, of course, if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak, or 515-605-9891. And again, press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we will gladly open your mic and get your thoughts. Yes, today we want to help many of you make a decision that might have been difficult, but your life does depend on it. And so we want you to have the facts. Today we're going to be joined by Professor Brinson, who's with a fantastic catering company that will give you all the delicious food you desire, and it's healthy. It's all plant-based. Now, we know a lot of you all are really stuck on that meat taste. It's hard for you to give up your ribs, your chicken wings, your hamburgers. Well, let me tell you, I had some of this food the other day at an event. It was fantastic, and it tastes like all your favorite foods, but it's entirely plant-based. So we want to talk about the decision to switch to a plant-based diet, and if you can have all the things that you enjoy in terms of taste, would you do it? Well, we want to talk about that today because the rate of hypertension, high blood pressure, diabetes, all of these illnesses that are in our communities that people are making a killing off of, has to do with our diet. And we know that that soul food diet has been the death of us. Yeah, grandma's good old cooking. It was delicious. But how many of us do we see rolling around in wheelchairs, amputees, because we've had to have limbs cut off because of diabetes? How many of us are in dialysis because of our liver and our kidneys being overworked with all the toxins that we've had to take because we've taken all these medications to offset the bad food we're eating? So it's time for us to make a decision. So we want to welcome our co-host, Kareem Hamid. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Naima. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to God. I'm looking forward to hearing from our honored guest by way of hearing the upside of vegetarianism. I have some questions for him. You know, I believe in doing things in moderation. You know, if there are plant-based foods to replace meat, you know, meat is the source of our protein, you know, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not a expert on that. But meat is a source of protein for us. And I would suggest that we kind of mix it up. You know, don't go whole, you know, full bore into any diet, but use moderation. Use moderation and variation, diversity in our diet. And I think we can fare well. But to just pick one diet that may not provide the nutrients that we need as human beings. For me, I mix it up, you know. I like oxtails, I like chicken, you know. I like smoked turkey necks. Yeah, smoked turkey necks and stuff like that. But at the same time, my daughter, she is vegan, but she has since backed up not going to an extreme with it. That was her decision. I didn't coerce her. We had no conversation of me trying to you know, dissuade her. But I think it would be more healthy if we kind of mixed it up. Moderation on both ends. The protein-based foods, which is mainly meat, and also the vegetable diet. But if we do it in a moderation, I think we might be able to fare quite well. Anytime you eliminate something, something else will fill its space. And will that something else be beneficial? So I'm looking forward to hearing from him. I strongly agree that yes, we do need to eat a lot more healthy green leaf vegetables in our diet. We are deficient in that. Matter of fact, in most major cities, it's hard to find fresh, unenhanced vegetables. I mean, they spray stuff on vegetables to enhance their growth, you know, But we have what is called a food desert in most major cities, whereby fresh vegetables are not that plentiful. So I do advocate eating more vegetables, but as far as eliminating meat altogether, I think may cause more problems than we can foresee.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we wanted to have this conversation today, because there's a misperception that protein only comes from meat, and yet if you've looked at a gorilla and you see how muscular they are, and they are totally herbivores, but they don't eat meat. So obviously the muscle-building protein comes through vegetables. We're eating the animals that eat the vegetables, but they're getting protein. We're getting it secondhand. Now, wouldn't it be healthier to get it firsthand? And one of the reasons why, and we're going to talk to our guests about this, one of the reasons why it's important for us to consider a plant-based diet, because the way meat is raised now is extremely unhealthy. We know that we have the hormones being injected into chicken as well as beef. We know that that's affecting our children in terms of the off schedule of our girls coming into puberty way before time. We know that the imbalance of this meat being injected with hormones is affecting even women and their stages of menopause. And then we have so much that happens as a result of animals being fed things that animals should not eat. And as a result, the quality of the meat is poor and non-nutritious. So now we want to also make sure that the plant-based food that we eat is from healthy plant as well, and we'll talk about that because one of the things that we want to do, you know, as we expand our farming program is to be able to supply these restaurants that specialize in plant-based food. And we also want to make sure that we are getting all of the nutrients, even from our vegetables. We really have to take charge of where we get our food from. And everybody should not be feeding us if we want to stay healthy. So we'll talk to our guests about that, the importance of knowing where you get your food, where you are able to find the right spices to give it the flavor that you want. A lot of times, and I was like this when I first decided to remove meat from my diet, my first thought was, well, I'll be eating lettuce all the time, so I guess every time I go out, I'll eat salad. And that's just a limitation of my knowledge. I didn't know that there were so many other ways to prepare various kinds of vegetables and ways to spice it up so that it tasted the way you like your food to taste. I mean, who wants to have a morning, noon, and night diet of lettuce? That's not very exciting. So I understand why people say, I know I got to have my oxtails or whatever. Because, you know, there's a certain flavor that we like. You know, and then we like to pour oxtails on everything because you know how black folks is. But we still have a way that we can enjoy our food and make sure it's nutritious, because you can fill up on something and it still not be nutritious. And that's also a problem that we have in our community, the reason why the obesity level is the way it is. We are eating food that isn't providing nutrients, so we're still hungry, so we keep eating. And as a result, we get large because we're eating and one of the reasons why we see so many people who are struggling with obesity is that their bodies are screaming for some type of nutrition. And it's not just eating a few more vegetables. It really is about giving your body all the nutrients, all the minerals that it needs. You know, it's sad when you got to get your vitamins from a pill instead of the actual food that provides vitamins. And that's what's happening with a lot of our food, because we're getting genetically modified food. In a lot of places, we're getting genetically modified animal products. And so it's not just the vegetables, but even vegetables that have not been genetically modified so that they're lacking in nutrients. And you don't really know that your food is tasteless until you go someplace where they haven't removed all the vitamins from the food and you actually taste it. And I've been to different countries where food is like you get it, you know, straight off the tree or whatever, straight out of the ground. It's such a big difference. And you think, wow, this is what food is supposed to taste like. We have no idea. Because so much of what we eat in this nation comes out of a lab. You know, some of it's not even food. And so, you know, we want to talk to our guest, Professor Brenton is going to be joining us shortly, even about knowing where you get your vegetables from that you do add to your diet. And if you are going to eat meat, because we know some people, they're not going to give up that flesh. We understand that. But even knowing where your meat is raised, because
you know, Diana,
it makes a difference. Yeah.
Yes. Even when we use home gardening or community garden to grow our vegetables, there are genetically modified seeds that we must be aware of also in the planting of our home-based gardens and community gardens. The seeds have been modified
also to enhance the growth. So we just have to do some homework, you know, do some research, and make contact with producers that do not utilize genetically modified substances to enhance our food stuff. Very important. Our seeds also.
Well, that is true. And there's a lot that goes into food production. Sometimes
it has not always been this way.
That's true.
You used to could smell green. If someone was cooking green, you could smell the green. That Miss was cooking green. But now the smell is gone, and the taste is not as strong as it used to be. I grew up in an era when a lot of people had home gardens in their backyards, and also when farmers did not use modified enhancers for their vegetables and meat stock. That there's a market here called Soulard Market, and it comes directly from a farmer to the market. I haven't stopped there for quite a good while, but I'm wondering if the farmers themselves are staying away from genetically modified seed to enhance growth. So we just have to do some homework. It's worth it. And identify what we eat as not being genetically modified or growth enhancers. You look at a chicken wing now, it's about the size of a turkey wing, you know.
No. What kind of steroids that chicken been on? It should make you wonder, though, when anything is oversized, it's not natural. And if it's not natural to the, if you're eating something that's been altered, as they say, you are what you eat. So you are ingesting whatever enhancements they have added to that meat. What is going to be the long range effect of eating altered food? We're seeing it now. Our bodies are made to self-repair. We're now accepting the thought that aging means disease and diabetes and deafness and blindness and Alzheimer's. All of these things that we're seeing as part of the aging process is unnatural. It comes from the poor diet that we have, the poor way we have been fed because of the food that's been altered. All of these chemicals going into our brain, our bloodstream, our tissues, it's affecting not just the cells in our body, but then we're passing this on to the next generation. We're seeing so many children with childhood diabetes. This is not natural. So we are not supposed to be these overweight, diabetic, high blood pressure, dementia suffering people when we reach our 50s and 60s and 70s. We're supposed to still be young and spry, and our bodies are made to repair damages. But if we're constantly ingesting poison and hormones and other kind of chemicals, and then we got to take medicines to offset the poison we put in our bodies, it's like slow suicide. And it's been an accepted way of life to live off of medication when you get to be a certain age. how many of us just assumed, okay, well, you know, when you're a certain age, you're going to need medication, your muscles are going to be weak, you're going to walk with a cane. You know, I mean, we just accept that aging is something that means being broken down, and it isn't. If you keep putting in healthy food, your body will keep repairing itself, but we don't eat healthy food, and we don't have vitamins that are supposed to replenish our muscles and our bones, and so we sicken as we age. And you don't die from old age. I mean, you leave this world when your work is done, but you don't have to suffer your way out of here. And you don't have to eat food that's nasty and tasteless. So that's what we want to help people understand. Your food can still taste good and be healthy, but you got to talk to people who know what to do to prepare it that way. And that's what we're going to do today. So our guests will be arriving shortly. We're going to take a quick break and come back. And if you're listening online, we want you to join this conversation. Give us a call, 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891. And press 1, and the host will open your mic, and we'll hear what you have to say. Have you given up meat? Was it a struggle? Do you hesitate to give up meat? Are you feeling like Kareem? Well, you know, I want to make sure I got my protein, and I like my meat, and I got to do a little bit of both. Well, we'll talk about that. Because, you know, it is hard. I mean, you do go through withdrawal trying to go cold turkey on meat, not eating cold turkey, trying to suddenly stop because your body, it has adjusted to it. So there is a way, if you're going to make that change, to do it gradually so it's painless. And we'll talk about that when we come back. So we'll be right back after this quick break. We want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment to talk about enjoying a healthy vegan diet that tastes like meat. And Reverend Brinson will join us and tell us how. Well, Professor Brinson. I got a friend that's Reverend Brinson, but this one's Professor. We'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
Well, we're on a commercial break,
Naima.
So I'll leave the call to see if
we're
any problems.
We're
still looking for you in the back room.
Follow
here
on
the screen.
And
also on the
channel,
switchboard if you have to call in, 515-605-9325. See you in a minute.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325, and press 1 to speak.
in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host Kareem Hamid and our American Muslim 360 family. And we're talking about enjoying a healthy vegan diet that tastes like meat. We've got a number of restaurants and catering services that are at least offering some options in terms of vegetarian food. Now, me personally, anybody who's gone out to eat with me, they know I'm vegetarian. Anybody who's invited me to their home, they know I'm vegetarian. So they know, you know, if you got hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill, that's fine. You know, point me to the potato salad. You know, that's my diet. And you know, I'm not one that harasses people for what they choose to eat. And, you know, some people say, well, aren't you Muslim? Muslims eat meat, don't they? I mean, don't y'all eat lamb and stuff? And I tell you, my dietary choice is not religious. It is health-based and, I guess, in a sense, spiritually based. I am aware that the food you eat carries an energy, just like the people that you're around carry an energy. And the animals that are raised in these big corporate farms, they have very sad lives. And they are raised in such a way that is unnatural. They do not enjoy a regular family life the way an animal would enjoy if they were raised on a farm with their children, you know, the goats, the cows, the horses. Well, you don't eat horses. You don't think you eat horses. You might be. But, you know, the animals that live a natural, happy life, they have that energy of joy and happiness the way an animal would have. But when you have an animal that's been tortured through life, penned up, not allowed to roam free range, and basically just waiting to die, that's the energy that you're eating, the death, fear, depression energy of that animal. So that's one of the conscious reasons why I made the decision to stop eating all animal flesh, because that even contributes to the suffering. Now, I realize I can't make farmers stop what they're doing in terms of, you know, killing, but I'm choosing not to consume that energy because I'm aware of the animal and its life before it became food, and it was a very low energy life. So I want all of my food that I consume to be high energy. And I would say anybody who's going to eat meat, find out where it was raised, and if you could possibly develop a relationship with a farmer that's raising animals in a healthy way, I would say do so. But our guest is here, and we're going to talk about when you're ready to switch to that healthy vegan diet and even enjoy the taste of meat. So I want to welcome to our show, Professor Brinson. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. Uh-oh, I'm not hearing you. Make sure you have your audio on your computer. Sometimes yes. Oh, there we go. I think that's it. Is that it?
You can hear me?
Ah, I hear you now. Yes, hear you loud and clear. Okay. Well, you've got two radio audiences listening to us. On Wednesdays, we're connected with the largest Muslim radio station in the nation, American Muslim 360, and our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and, of course, myself and our Female Solution Global Radio TV show. So we've been talking for the last half hour about the benefits of eating a non-meat diet. Of course, my co-host, Kareem Hamid, he is an avowed carnivore, but you might but you might be able to convince him that he can still get his taste of oxtails and chicken wings and hot dogs and even be eating plant-based food. So welcome to our show, Professor Brinson.
Thank you.
So now tell us about, and I was telling our audience about the delicious meal that I had, and you know, it had the chicken wings. It wasn't chicken. It was plant-based, and I loved it. That was one of my biggest hurdles in going all vegetarian was getting over chicken wings because I love chicken wings with barbecue sauce. So it was hard, but you all have managed to prepare it and have it taste like meat. So first tell us about the name of the restaurant, the catering service, and, you know, the company that prepares this food, and how you got involved with it.
Yes, the name of our corporation is Miracle Foods Global.
Miracle
We're located
Foods.
At 1016 West Jackson, Chicago, Illinois.
Mm.
I got involved in a strange way. I hope I don't bore the audience with this.
Oh, not at all.
Story. 48 years ago, I met a friend after my brother got murdered, and I was depressed. This friend took me to a place where I was supposed to meet a master. So I said to him, I don't know how to play golf.
I
thought he was talking about golf. So I went to this place, and they were talking about spirituality. I got fascinated. That person said, this person, in order to follow this spiritual path, you got to be a vegetarian.
Ooh.
You got to live a moral life.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to meditate 2.5 hours a day. I said, okay, that's easy for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I became a vegetarian. I eat cheese, peanut butter, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Eventually, it hit some meditation, but the depression increased.
Ooh.
So I decided, since this friend was in India, I decided, since I was a teacher, during my vacation, I bought a plane ticket and flew over there.
Wow.
Met him. He said, look, you got to do meditation. Do more meditation. Some people do 24 hours. Wow. So I started doing 8 hours of meditation, and a strange thing happened. I started hearing a strange sound.
Wow.
And this sound turned into a melodious music. And eventually, it started pulling me, and I started choking. Like, when you leave this body, you feel like you're going to die, and that's the end of you. That's the feeling you get.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped. I wrote him a letter. Because I came back to America, I wrote him a letter. He said, go ahead. You're going to meet me. I'll meet you. There's no fear. And I'll escort you throughout the spiritual world. So I tried it again. I left the body. And I went up, but I wanted to go further. He said, no, you can't go too far. So he put me back down.
Mm.
My depression still did not leave me, okay?
Mm.
So I went back to India and met a friend of his who was an extremely advanced disciple. He was a high government official, and he took me on tour. I met his family. He had a wife and three children, and I got close to him. They were calling me uncle.
Wow.
And I felt more love from them than my own family. But anyway, I said, how can I get rid of this depression? I've been meditating. Like you said, he said, look, I said, why don't you? I didn't know he was advanced. He said, I talked to my teacher. I said, well, your teacher? He said, he's dead. But I still didn't have contact to him.
Mm.
So I said, please make a recommendation because it's hard. You know, I can't afford to pay these bills in the astral plane. Those hospitals are too expensive. So he made the recommendation, and the depression left. So I came back to America, started getting in business, and eventually we were successful, and we made several million dollars. So I brought him over. He became a business partner. He was a Harvard graduate. He said when he worked with the third world countries, UNICEF, they would send soybeans over to that country because people were suffering from malnutrition.
Yeah.
And he said after some of them died, they did a study on the soybean. And they said you have to treat the soybean by heating it to a certain temperature, thereby releasing the trypsin inhibitor, which blocked the protein and the calories from being absorbed.
Ah.
So when they did that, that solved the problem. So we immediately got into, as time went on, into experimenting with soybeans.
Mm.
All our products that we make, that are meat substitute, has a larger proportion of soybean. We use wheat and other herbs to create the different texture and flavor. And it's estrogen-free because a lot of people feel that women do, that estrogen creates cancer.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because, you know, I've heard that because I drink, you know, soy milk and all of that. And I raised my daughter in a vegetarian high school, a grammar school, Betty Shabazz International Charter School here in Chicago. And, you know, all their meals were vegetarian. And, you know, a lot of the parents who were not vegetarian were saying, well, what about our boys? You know, they're not getting the bulk and the muscle that they need. They're not getting the protein. And, you know, they've got this football team, and we got little scrawny children because they're not eating any meat. And then the other team, they got these big beefy boys. How are they going to win? You know, so, so you know, I heard that soy creates estrogen, which is good for women, but not just for men if it's imbalanced. So is there a way that you prepare the soy so that it is estrogen?
Yes, there's a secret formula we use to prepare the soy, but we won't reveal that.
Yeah, I got a bag of food.
But let me continue with soy.
Mm-hmm.
People are under the illusion that soy does have estrogen and it creates cancer.
Mm.
But that's a misnomer. All plants got estrogen in them.
Okay.
Okay? And it depends on how much you eat. Now, cancer can come from many factors. It can come from genetics or your inheritance from a previous lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
DNA. We have lived in this world before.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to clear that up. The Creator, the Lord, God, whatever you want to call him, He's the most powerful source in the creation. He's created everything, all of the species, everything. And everything is under his control. So what he has done, he's put estrogen in everything. No species can live without soy. I mean, without estrogen. Mm-hmm. Estrogen is necessary. Men, women got more estrogen in their body than men.
Right.
That's what gives them that feminine expression, their voice, and their way of walking and talking. So we should not worry about estrogen, but olive is estrogen free, just to get rid of this misinformation that's out there.
Okay.
So now what we do as a company, let me go back to my friend in India.
Mm-hmm.
After he's come to America, we spent a lot of time together. We spent all 40 years together.
Wow.
And he was much older than me, and he knew how to meditate, and he could lead the body at will. And so I, being happy, I pursued that. He was that professor. It's not so easy. You got to have love and devotion.
Mm.
The Lord is full of love. He can ignore any other prayer, any other type of meditation. He'll reward you even if you pretend to love him. But it'll be a very slow process. It can take several million years. I said, what? I said, well, why don't you make another recommendation? He said, in time. So as time went on, after making millions of dollars and laughing and enjoying and traveling around the world together, one day in the all over the world, enjoying ourselves. I said, when are you going to start initiating other people? He said, it's not time yet.
Mm.
He said, I got initiated at the age of 9, and I lost faith. I said, how did you lose faith? Because most of my family members were on the path. And I figured I should make progress. Before I got on the path, Professor, I used to hear this sound, and I used to fly. I went to London, I went to different parts of the world, and it was easy. But when I got initiation, I couldn't fly anymore.
Mm.
So he said he lost faith in his master. And he came to his master and asked him. The master said, look, you should not follow this path because of your family. Don't even believe me.
Go out yourself. Yeah.
So he went out, he became a Christian, a Hindu, a Muslim, a Buddhist, all kinds of religions. And he eventually came back to the master. The master said, if you find anything, tell me so I'll follow the path too. I want to know something. Masters play games like this, okay?
Yeah.
They act like they don't have any power.
But they want you to find your own power, because otherwise you're leaning on them.
They want you to lean. They want you to love them more than you love anything in the world. In Matthew's chapter 37, verse 22, Christ said, love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, all thy heart, and with all thy soul. And he's talking about a ridiculous type of love, a fanatical type of love, a monomaniacal type of love. And we don't know how to love like that. But he said that's easy. There's something in your body which will keep your attention on the Lord all the time. It's the music.
Mm.
The music is so wonderful and so addictive, you can't take your attention off of it. If you go to sleep, it's in your mind. You talk to people, it's in your mind. Anything you do is in your mind. That's love.
Mm.
And I know in Corinthians, I think it's in 15th chapter, 31 verse, I believe. It says, pray. You must learn to pray ceaselessly.
Unceasingly, yes.
But now let me get back to the
food. Yeah, because I want to mention a thing also, because we were talking briefly before you came on about the spiritual impact of your food. And you speak of spiritual abilities such as astral projection, which I experienced as I made the dietary change. And food does have an energy. And slaughtered meat does have a lower energy. And people say, what about halal? Because, you know, a lot of Muslims, they will eat the meat that's slaughtered a certain way. You need to pray over it, and, you know, one incision, and the blood comes out of the jugular vein so the animal's not suffering, you know, all of that. And I understand that. However, still, you are taking a life of a sentient being. And I found that when I stop eating flesh, things changed for me spiritually, and I was able to astral project, And there are many people who can do astral projection, but just like in the flesh world, you draw to you whatever kind of spirit you are, because there is an unseen world where people are existing on other dimensions that our eyes can't see. But once you leave this body, you can see.
Right, right.
And if you are of a lower spiritual nature, you're going to see those lower spirits, you know, the ones who existing on that lower plane. So you have to keep yourself at a high spiritual level, which means prayer. And like you say, getting rid of feelings of hatred and meanness and vengeance and fear and all of those lower energy emotions. And so food does impact that. So tell us more about the food and how that requirement was part of your spiritual training, that you have to eat only plant-based food in order to reach that spiritual level.
Okay. There are basically five elements flowing throughout the entire universe. And these elements play a major role in influencing your ability to concentrate attention. The attention is the most powerful source in a human being. And if a human being learns how to concentrate it properly, food does play a role.
Mm-hmm.
Plant-based food, well, let me talk about the elements. You got water, fire, earth, ether, and air.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if plants, when you kill a plant, you're picking up some sin or karma. If I can put it in mathematical terms, you may pick up about 5 pounds of karma when you eat a plant. If you kill an insect, you pick up maybe 100 pounds of karma. If you kill a bird, or a reptile, or a fish, you pick up maybe 500 pounds of karma. You pick up four-legged animals, you pick up about 1 million pounds of karma.
Mm.
You kill a human being, 50 million pounds of karma. Because the human being is the top of creation. It's the most intelligent species on the planet.
Well, the animals don't think so, but, you know, we like
right.
to say that.
Either. Is the intelligent principle inside of human beings. They're the only ones who got ether. Most people do not understand that word ether. Scientists use ether, they're talking about the atmosphere or some smoky type of invisible energy in the universe. It's not that. It's the intelligent principle which flows throughout all matter.
Mm-hmm.
Every species got intelligence.
Absolutely.
And we have the most. So are there any other questions? I think I
asked that. We've got a comment from Viata. She says, Grand Rising Queen, Sistar, and great guest. Now, Viata, she's our host on Friday mornings, and she's had a guest who is a breatharian, which means he has learned how to absorb nutrients from just the air. So he doesn't kill anything. And this person is just an amazing human being. He's been a guest on her show several times, and he doesn't eat food. He absorbs the nutrients from the air. He's a breatharian. He's, you know, lean, no fat on his body at all, walks around barefoot, all kinds of things. But that's how he lives. And he's demonstrating what we actually have the capacity to do once we learn how. But most of us could not conceive of not
right.
eating anything, but he's demonstrating that it does, in fact, a possibility and an ability that we have as human beings if we knew how. So with all of the things that you've mentioned, you know, kill a plant is one thing, kill an insect is something else, and then you kill an animal. So I've tried to live by not killing anything, but I do eat plants.
Right.
And from my understanding, of course, and I'm an interspecies communicator as well, a certified interspecies communicator, which I've talked about that before, meaning basically that you can connect telepathically with all life, all things, because all things
yeah.
have consciousness. Plants understand that they're providing food for us. And they understand that, you know, they will be going through a transition as they enter our body. So that's why, you know, you should pray before you eat. You give a prayer of thanks to your food for providing your nourishment, because they're doing that. I think, and we were talking about earlier, animals, especially the ones that are raised on these farms now, they're being held captive against their will. They're not volunteering to be our meals. And whereas in the wild, you probably know how the Aborigines, you know, can connect with an animal, and the animal will offer itself and say, I my time is up on earth. I agree to be your food. Well, that's not the kind of meat that we're eating. We're eating the meat that's been penned up and tortured all its life, and then it's finally slaughtered. It's miserable, and we're eating that energy. So I understand what you're saying about the karma. And, you know, it's we're eating the negative energy that animal has lived with. And that's one of the main reasons why I don't eat meat. But we've got some callers on the line. We've got to take a quick break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we want to hear more about Miracle Foods Global and what is it about this company that helps people make sure they get all their nutrients, all their proteins and everything, and stay balanced hormonally so that the food is good for them. We'll talk about that when we come back. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak, or 515-605-9891. And we'll be right back. And we'll hear from our co-host, Kareem Hameed, get your thoughts about what you just heard. And we'll take our caller, 773-737. We're coming to you next, and we'll be right back.
Yes, we have a caller here on the AM360 board also.
All righty.
Just hold on.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Poussin. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hameed. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world. Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago for your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
And we are back.
Unmuted.
You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif with all our co-hosts, Kareem Hamid and our American Muslim 360 family, and our guest today, Professor Brenson, who is bringing us some good news about some good eating. And we want you to enjoy a healthy vegan diet that tastes like meat, a delicious meal with Miracle Foods Global, and we're going to find out more about an upcoming event where you get a chance to taste this food for yourself, and maybe you might decide to make a whole different change of life. So, Kareem, we're going to take this call at 773-737, then we'll go to your switchboard and take your caller. And let me open your mic, 773-737. Your mic is open. Grand Rising.
Well, hallelujah. Greetings, Global Transformers. Grand Rising. This is Mama D from Chicago.
Hey,
and
Mama D.
Hey, Mama D. Glad to hear from you.
How are you? You too. And today is the International Day of Remembrance for women. And women are still, I think, the number one meal planners for their families. And so what they serve is what will be passed on, because children pay more attention to what you do than what you tell them to do. And I became an oxygen to the brain food eater by accident. And I say oxygen to the brain food eater because anything dead has no oxygen. And when people say to me, and that was in the mid-80s, and when people say to me, well, what do you eat? And I said, well, what do I eat? I said, how many, you don't have the actual table doesn't look like a restaurant, so you're not serving chicken and fish and red meat. You're serving one meat. If you're having chicken, you're having chicken. If you're having fish, you're having fish. So what do I eat? I eat all of those things that are on the plate that are not meat. Bread is not meat. Water is not meat. The vegetables, usually too, is not meat. Your dessert is usually not meat. So, but we have such meat on the brain until here we are looking at all these other four or five things that are on the plate, but all you see is the meat. And Dr. Fortuna told me that our teeth are not made to consume meat. All the flesh eaters have pain teeth. And it's not a matter of, oh, you're gonna look puny, because the apes and the elephants, they are vegetarian, and look at how strong and powerful they are. But it is the mentality, it is the mindset. People don't want to change. It's just like when I said, it's not your birth. You did not do the birthing. You did not do the labor. You did not do the work. Your mother's birthday, you were alive 9 years before. She gave birth, did the labor, did the work, so you could be born on the earth. But because it's been generationally passed on, people do not want to change. Change requires a process. But it is the only consistent thing in life. You change before you get born, and you change after you die. So just train to change and get used to the truth. We don't need to go through the same trauma of death when we're consuming these products that have been tortured and murdered. Like you said, they did not volunteer to die. And when we people are consume all that chicken, full of all that fear, they scared, and they don't know why they're scared. They don't know where the food is coming from. Well, it's coming from digging your grave with your teeth.
Ooh.
What do you think?
Digging your grave with your teeth. Woo! Wow. That's a powerful image, Mama D. But, you know, that is something that we should think about every bite we eat, the fear energy that's going into that food. And that's why there's so much fear in us and fear in our relationships. When you're eating food that had to think every day of their life, when is their number up? When are they going to be slaughtered? And they're not enjoying life while they're living, not in the way animals are raised now. And these corporate farms, they're penned up and don't have a way to even socialize in the normal way the animals socialize. And it's just, so this is the energy that we're eating, you know, the dread of life, the fear of life, hearing people die. That's horrible. And we're eating it. Yeah.
Could I just say something in conclusion? My mother, I used to go shopping for her because she would always buy these great, big, tremendous meals. And so I would come in with the plastic bags after taking her shopping, and I would put small portions so that she wouldn't do all this wasting of food. So one day I was putting the stuff in her refrigerator, and I said, Mother, I said, your refrigerator is nothing but a morgue. It's just full of dead body parts.
Ooh.
It was. But I never thought that. Had not my refrigerator been full of live stuff, but it just dawned on me. It was a morgue.
Wow.
Full of dead body parts, chicken and neck bones in there. I was shocked to have said that.
Wow. Thank you, Mama D. Wow. I don't know. That don't get you off of me. I don't know what will. Is your refrigerator a morgue? Well, let's go to your switchboard, Kareem, and get your caller's thoughts.
Okay. Error code 724-866. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. This is Sister Gail Muhammad from Sharon, PA. As I'm listening to all this, I think when we use the word kill, it kind of changes our perception when the cycle of life, one form of life supports another form of life. And I think even when we talk about even breathing in, we're taking in organisms and the chemicals that are naturally in the environment. Of course, with all our pollution, that could be a problem too. So, but I think what we, if we keep a proper balance in everything, and I think we're at a point in our life as human beings that we can see there's probably better ways of eating. But what we see in the environment, especially in America, is that we have introduced too many the chemical that they have become, we become unbalanced. It's to the extreme. And actually what we're doing is to live, we're killing ourselves to live, even though we live to die, basically. And I think that's what we have to keep in mind. And no matter how we ingest anything, it's supporting a life. One life is supporting the other. From what I briefly learned in high school about the cycle of life, plants and organisms and all those things. So I think that's what we have to keep in mind all the time. And the word kill, it's too extreme. And if we look at it and support the good life that we were given, it might bring a better understanding for people and help us see where we are and what we have to correct in order to continue to live a better life. And of course we have gone to extreme with everything, with meat, you know, plants, everything that we do, we go to an extreme. And what we do, I think, you know, we always talk about when we're talking about even the soybean. These, I don't know the correct term, but out on the stock market or whatever, a lot of those things, what I'm understanding, is the exchange between countries. And this, those, it's the food products that have caused wars and all these other things, no matter whether they be meat or plants or soy, wheat, and all those things. Because I think I heard someone say that even the war in Ukraine is not about, in a way it's about dominance, but it's about, I think they're one of the producers even for, I think it's wheat, and I'm not sure of the grain, for the United States and a lot of countries. And it's more about who's controlling those food products that are going all around the world now. And I think the introduction of genetically modified things it's that mind that wants to be that wants to dominate. And even the brother that was on, I mean, even his business, so he, there's a secret. And that's, I think, genetically modified is a secret. And I know I've read more food labels since I've accepted Islam, because in the early part of our growth, we were taught how to eat to live, and the hidden things that were in the foods and stuff, even way back, you know, early, have now come, and they're hidden in chemical names that we don't understand. If we look at anything that we eat, and if you got a big paragraph, you know, you're in,
it doesn't water, take that and then you have ingredients. Wait a minute, what? What? Why are there ingredients in water? A bottle of water. Why are there a list of ingredients? Yeah.
Right. And we've just gone to the extreme in so many things that we have developed in our life and striving to, I guess, continue to live. And I wanted to ask, I think I misunderstood the five elements that the brother was talking about. It was water, fire, earth, and
So Professor Brinson, if you can explain those five elements again, which is interesting because, you know, I actually met him at an event where we were showing a film honoring a man who actually influenced earth, wind, and fire, and a lot of their music is very, very mystical, very spiritually based, and this was Phil Quran, and he actually talks about the science of music and sound and the elements which are affected by sound. So Professor Brinson, tell us about those five elements again, would you please? And thank you, Sister Gail, we appreciate you.
Thank you, and I appreciate the information you bring to us every week.
Thank you. Okay.
As-salamu alaykum, Sister Gail.
As I was saying, the five elements flows through all forms of life.
Flow through all elements of life, plant, insect, everything.
Right. So the plants have only one of these elements, primarily, which is water.
Mm-hmm.
They also have the other five, but they're dormant.
Mm-hmm.
Insects got two of these elements, air and
Fire. Mm-hmm.
I mean, air and fire, yes.
Mm-hmm.
They're more intelligent than the plants. They can eat the plants. The plants are fixated. The plants are the only species that doesn't try to run away from us. They willingly give up their life.
Mm.
So we should eat them. And they got the least amount of karma, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
So if you eat an insect, you get greater karma. Insects can fly, they can move around with these two elements. The birds and the fish and the reptiles, they have three elements. They got fire, air, and water. These are the three elements.
Mm-hmm.
And they can eat the insects. They have more mobility. They can fly far places and go up in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the birds. They have you got the mammals. They have four elements. They can roam around the earth. They can kill human beings. They got strong jaw muscles, but they meant to eat meat. They're murdering instruments placed on their body. Strong claws, powerful jaw muscles, sharp razor-like teeth, which can slice meat from the animals. They eat and eat everything. Their bones, their feathers, drink the blood without vomiting. Now, human beings are the calmer species. We got a calmer disposition. We are meant to eat plant-based food. And if we eat plant-based food, our IQ can go up. Our intelligence will improve. There have been case studies in school systems like in Wisconsin where they have removed meat from the lunchroom program. But prior to doing that, the students would be depressed, jumping all over the walls, and a few committed suicide. But since they changed the program to a plant-based food, the academic performance went up very high. They calmed down. They were able to concentrate on their studies. So plant, like I said, can increase, if you eat it on a regular basis, your intelligence and your academic performance. The human being is the only species that is made to eat. I mean, they can eat plant-based food. You have other species like cows, horses, sheep. They also been designed to eat plants.
Now, what about the question people have about the need for protein? Our bodies need protein, and the belief is you can only get protein from meat. What are some of the plants that have protein that if people do have a plant-based diet, they can still get the needed amount of protein in their system?
Okay, everything got protein in it. That's a misnomer. And people are under that illusion. Like somebody said earlier, look at the elephants, huge. All they eat is leaves off the trees, you know, and some nerves. Horses, cows, much stronger than us. They only eat plant-based food. Even if you offered a delicious meat-based food and put it on a white tablecloth on the ground with grass, the horses and the cows would go towards that. They're smelling meat, good, and then they go over and eat plant.
Well, you know when they had what is that, mad cow disease? They discovered they had been feeding cows meat. That's what made them go mad. Yeah.
It makes them mad and it damaged their body.
Yeah.
So meat is the biggest cause of cancer in America. You can read the federal statistics. Meat causes all kinds of problems. Heart disease, strokes, diabetes, etc. So we've been made to eat nonviolent food.
Nonviolent food. Eating nonviolent food.
We got a copyright on this.
I like that. Eat nonviolent food.
Yes. Nonviolent food for nonviolent species.
Right. So now, Dale said that the word kill sounds, I guess it sounds too harsh, and people don't like to think in terms of killing something before you eat it, but that is how people eat. You have to kill it. You have to release the life force energy from the body, you know, and that otherwise kill them. You have to separate the soul, the spirit from the body in order to eat the flesh. You don't eat something that's still breathing, so you're killing it, right?
Right. Moses.
You know, Naima, if we would replace that word kill or murder, if we could replace that word with harvest, I think that's a more appropriate adage to use, to harvest what the earth produces.
Well, you harvest plants. I guess no one says you kill plants, but I don't know if harvesting animals. Well, now Beata says, I told you about the breatharian who eats nothing live at all. He says, Elatome Elamine is walking through Botswana, Africa as a solartarian breatharian, and he consumes spiritual nourishment. He does not eat any flesh or plants at all, and he's still alive and breathing. So, you know, question is, okay, how do you do that?
If I may, we are meat.
Yeah.
We are flesh.
Yeah.
The human being is meat, and the human being is flesh. And we are replenished from what God has produced on the earth, flesh and vegetables.
Oh,
that is our main. That is our main staple. I took special interest in Professor Brinson. He's stating that he was advised to meditate. In Islam, we are commanded to pray 5 times a day to remove all other concerns from your mind and let your mind just be focused on God and His will. 5 times a day. That is a form of meditation. Also, we are entering a blessed month called Ramadan. It is the month in which the first verses of the Quran was revealed to our Prophet Muhammad. We pray the prayers and the peace upon him. And in that blessed month, we are commanded to fast during the daylight hours. We can break out at the setting of the sun. Now, many Muslims will share with you that during the hours of fast and that 30-day period, our spirit is enhanced, our mental acumen is sharpened because we are not feeding the flesh, and our spirituality is sharpened, and we are encouraged to increase acts of charity. You know, one of the remedies for depression is to do some good for someone else.
Right.
Do something kind to someone else. And we are encouraged during this blessing month to enhance our spirituality, our mental acumen, and remain God conscious. Even outside of the month of Ramadan, we are to God conscious at all times, and we are to meditate. It is called salat. It is called prayer, but that is a form of meditation, and we are looking forward to this blessed month. Even when we break our fast, we are told to eat the meal of a poor man. You know, I'm speaking of the meal that we partake after we have broken our fast. We can break our fast with a piece of fruit, a glass of water or something. But that meal that follows that, we are instructed to eat the meal of a poor man. Don't eat ribeye steak. You know, that's an expensive meal. And don't load your plate up. You know, eat a portion of a poor man. So that puts us back in touch with those that maybe that are fasting not voluntarily, but just out of lack of sustenance. So, but I say once again that we are meat. We are meat. We are flesh. And we are meat, and we replenish ourselves that which we are made of, you know, with that which we are made of. But Gail mentioned something that was very important, going to extremes in any direction will bring about negative results. So I wanted to share that. Thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you for reminding those who may not be aware of the regular practice of fasting. And it's interesting that when you stop intaking food, that your spiritual awareness increases, your intelligence increases, your mental clarity increases. So there is a connection between us allowing our bodies to empty out in order for us to receive more spiritual insight. And as Professor Brenton's teacher was explaining, you know, the process of spiritual growth, you can't be gluttonous and stuff yourself and grow spiritually. You have to stop eating. So there's a science of that. And here we have on the screen, for those who are watching us on YouTube and Facebook, is this the menu for what the company offers? And now this is showing us some of the products. Again, nonviolent food. And what we're seeing here on the screen, a lot of the plant-based food, very, very good tasting. I'm testifying. The food is delicious. It doesn't taste bland at all. You feel like you're eating just the same food that you've been eating that you enjoy. They know how to work the spices and everything else to bring out the taste. But it's not meat. So their refrigerators don't look like a morgue. They don't have any body parts in it. And I'm not making fun of people eating meat. You know, I do understand that there is a cycle of life. And I kind of think about, for those who saw the movie Lion King, you know, when the lion Mufasa was explaining to his son about the circle of life, and how, you know, they eat the buffalo, and then, you know, but then when they die, they become the grass, and the buffalo eat them. So when we die, I mean, the insects eat us. The mosquitoes eat us. Not, I mean, they don't eat us, but they suck our blood. So, yeah, everybody's eating everybody. That's part of the cycle. But we do have a choice on what we can choose to consume and what is healthier for our bodies, mind, and spirit. And I think that's kind of what we're looking at. What are you doing to get your food? Yeah, we harvest vegetables, you know, animals go through pain in order to feed us. And if we could avoid that, then would that be a better choice? I think Viata had a question, Professor Brenton, about she asked, how does your guest understand the Native American tradition of eating the bison, the buffalo? Because they're very spiritual people, and sometimes they would pray first and, you know, pray for the animal whose life they were taking. But spiritually, how do you see that, the eating of the buffalo, which was very much part of that culture?
Very good question. This is not the only life we have lived.
Mm-hmm.
We have lived hundreds and perhaps more lives. We have reincarnated. Mm-hmm. The Lord has not left us without some type of knowledge. Every human being has knowledge of this, but it expresses itself in a strange way. My teacher gave me an example of how this knowledge is inside of us. He said, imagine, Professor, if you're in a good mood and the weather is great.
Mm-hmm.
Your mood has nothing to do with your reaction or the weather. But if you're riding down the road and a chicken or any animal runs in front of your car, without thinking, your first instinct is to put on brakes.
Right.
There's a nonviolent pulsation in our nonviolent nature, which forces us, without thinking, to put on brakes. But when I ask people sometimes the question, why do you eat barbecue, chicken, they all laugh because that hypocrisy and conflict comes up in their own mind. A light bulb goes off. They said, what should I do, Professor? I said, you can eat our plant-based food. And if you want to place an order, and want to eat for a whole month. The food is frozen, and some of it is pre-seasoned, and it'll cost you $4 a day. $4 multiplied by 30 days is a small amount. And so many people are ordering based on that. We ship all over the United States, sometimes out. And we're in Chicago, Midwest. We deliver to their homes so they don't have to go to the grocery store. We also host seminars, which Ms. Lateef mentioned, which will be this month, March the 18th and 19th, at the Academy in Bronzeville, 3909 South Cottage Grove. It'll be Saturday and Sunday, starting at 3:30 to 5 o'clock, Sky 30 National.
And that's 3909 South Cottage Grove? Yes.
In the seminar,
yes, we have
come. There will be all kinds of food that we serve that I showed you pictures of. Food that looks like, chew like, tastes like meat, made entirely from plants. Plants are the only visible species that can eat the healthiest nutrition that the universe offers. Water and sunlight. Those who have had high school classes, they know that plants is the only species that can eat the light from the sun and with some water. They grow and give us all of the vitamins and protein and medicine that we need. There's a doctor in California. His name is Dean Ornish. He treated President Clinton.
Wow.
He's on Wolf Blitzer, if you want to Google this. And you'll see Wolf Blitzer asking Clinton, why do you have given him meat? He said, my daughter was supposed to get married, and she wanted me to lose about 20, 25 pounds.
Wow.
So I gave it up, and I just was on a plant protein diet, and a strange thing happened. And the strange thing happened prior to that, I had stenches put in my heart.
Ooh.
And after eating the plants, you know, the doctor wanted to operate on me before eating the plants. So when I ate the plants, the arteries, the veins, automatically opened up on their own without surgery.
Wow. Now, that's something that people should think about if they got a heart problem. We got to take one last break, and then Kareem's got a couple of calls on his line, and we've got a caller on our line.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple of comments on our Facebook page, and so we'll go to that. So 773-450, we're going to come to you after we go to one of the callers on Kareem's line, and we'll be right back. And you're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Lateef, along with our co-host Kareem Hamid and our American Muslim 360 family, with our guest, Professor Brinson. Going to show you how to enjoy a healthy vegan diet that tastes like meat. And again, that plant-based seminar at 3909 South Cottage Grove. What's the time on that?
3:30 to 5:30, and it only costs $30. You'll eat all the kind of food you want. The dinner will be about $18, but your $30 includes that. And you can take doggy bags, as much as you want home. So actually, if you take another $20, you come there for free. Okay?
Well, all right.
You hear me speak, and you can ask questions in all areas of plants, astronomy, mathematics, science, etc.
All right. We'll talk more about that when we come back.
One last thing. You should register because the seat's going to fill up quickly. You can go online and pay the amount. Our network is
iSeek.org.
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 And if you pay $30, we have a program where you can earn money. Like, say, if you recommend 5 or 6 people, you'll get paid maybe $50. If you recommend 100 people, you'll get that come. You get maybe $300. So on and on. But there's limited space, so go online and register, because in less than 2 weeks, the seats may run out.
All right. We'll be right back to reiterate that after this break, so stay with us. Ooh, hitting the wrong buttons.
Unmuted.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
And we are back for our last segment. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and our special guest today, Professor Brenson, who's bringing us some great news about how you can enjoy some delicious food that tastes like meat, but it's totally plant-based. And there's a seminar coming up. You want to register for that at go to I-Dash, and this seminar coming up is 3909 South Cottage Grove in Chicago, 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. I'm sorry, just those 2 hours. You don't want to miss it. But now that's Saturday, March 18th. Is that correct?
18th and the 19th.
18th and the 19th. So that's Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, we really want people to get the knowledge of how to eat to live. I think Gil mentioned earlier that was definitely a way of life for many people who were coming out of that slave food tradition that we had. And we do need to reverse what was done to our bodies during that period. So, Kareem, we've got a couple of callers, and we've got a caller on this line, so we want to give them a chance to get their thoughts in. Go right ahead and open a mic.
Okay, we have three callers on the line. I think this may be Sister Gail. Let me see. Erico 724-866. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, it's Sister Gail. I can take myself off and give somebody else a chance.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, 727-4408. This is Bilal, the poet laureate. Assalamu alaikum, Bilal.
Praise be to Allah. I done heard so many new names on the regular gig. I wanted to make sure that I deal with this effectively so we won't get, you know, caught up in mythology. So here we go. Adam. This is by a book, Brain Man, What to Do Mind. Adam, the first man of spirit, not the flesh. Adam and saint mean something else, but species means we are all related as one family. Although family and saints mean something else, it is a smaller unit. So we belong to the species of human beings, and that identifies us. How physically, doesn't it? The language species identifies us physically. Our physical form belongs to the human life. The body, the form we are looking at when we look at each other, belongs to the human life. So flesh-wise, we are one species. We come from one ancestor, so we should have one ancestor, probably flesh. That is what it means. That is the truth. The beginning of our flesh is with Adam. However, when this language came about, what revealed, I guess our species has been on this planet for trillions of years, at least millions of years before this language came about. You know, and a thing about us being inside of our flesh. We are inside the body, and the body is what get us around, take care of certain kind of business. So I think that, praise be to Allah, that we just, a lot of things don't come into our mind about certain things. Examine it and try it out, and then I think that'd be better for us. Then the true things aside, because it sounds weird. But to me, because I'm reading a lot right now, it makes sense. But a lot of stuff I heard this morning, I wouldn't walk past it on. So I pass on this knowledge right now, what to be my man, and I'm comfortable with it. And trying to see, trying to see how that works for us.
Crazy. All right. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Bilal.
Yeah, we got a couple of callers going to get to before we go.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Erico 312-671. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
And then we got 773-450 after that.
312-671.
Yes. Good morning. We are in Yashalom. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Kareem and Sister Naima. It's Brother Plump, Robert Floyd Plump, Chicago, Illinois. And I was wanting to have the doctor or other members on the call today heard about drinking food, because Dr. Julius Thomas Nevis Bay, he don't eat food, he drink food. That's what he say. And then also, he has taught us that we are the products of the mind we keep, as well as the food that we eat. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us also, peace and blessings be upon him forever and ever, how to eat to live. So one of the main questions is, have you ever heard of drinking food, as Dr. Bate has taught brothers and sisters in a private way?
Juicing.
Yes.
It is blended real into a liquid form. Yeah.
Right. Right. That's how he eats.
So Professor Brinson, do you all have various juices or smoothies or, you know, other things that included with your meals?
Yes, we encourage that, but we don't manufacture it. We have our plants that we manufacture all our products from, and we make deliveries, like I said, in Chicago, Wisconsin, Indiana, et cetera. But one of the things your breathing thing, which you said this man does. Now, that's a type of yoga,
mm-hmm.
pranayama,
mm-hmm.
which you
mm-hmm.
put your attention on the breath, breathe in and out, and you actually ride on the breath,
mm-hmm.
and you go into the astral plane.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot go beyond that with breathing.
I see.
Any type of meditation that you do can take you inside to heaven, even without meditation.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a gunshot wound or a stroke or a heart attack. You can go there. Over 20 million people have died. But you don't want to go that way, right?
not without it being on purpose, yes. We got another caller here. Yeah, if you want to leave, you want to be able to come back until you're ready to leave permanently. So area code 773-450, your mic is open. Got a couple of minutes before we go. Go right ahead.
Good morning.
What's your name? Where you calling from and your comment?
Good morning, Hallelujah Greetings and Grand Rising. Assalamu alaikum to the brethren. I was just going to say, you know what's interesting is that all you have to do is look at what we do. You know, we're 80% water, our bodies. So we should drink more than we eat anything to start off with. You need more water than you need anything because water provides oxygen to the brain. And people talk about protein, but we need iron. Iron is what makes you strong, not just some protein that somebody's talking about. And furthermore, if you just check out an animal that eats an animal, where does he cook it at? The last time I saw an animal attack another animal, he's got the teeth not only to eat it, but he eats it right there on the spot. Whatever's left behind, the rest of the animals eat it. We go and cook it up and do all this stuff, and it's still dead. What's the point of it? You know, I mean, we had relatives die from the generations before because of all that type of food that they ate. Why would we continue to do the same thing? So basically, you need juices. You need teas to flush your body out, all the stuff that you got inside of it that you don't really even need. And you need juices, fruits, vegetables. You can tell people in the grocery store when you see them sitting there and they're standing in line with a whole bunch of cart full of pop. Now, how do you just drink mm-hmm. that much pop? If you notice, when we go to the store, we head towards the fresh produce section for the live food, because any live food you buy will be dead in 72 hours. You better hurry up and eat it because it won't be live. We eat live food so we live and live live. And your thoughts are connected. And then also with the meditation and the breathing, all that comes together. And that's what makes that being, well, I say a perfect being, because when we come from the center, we all attached. There's no me, mine, I. There's a we, us, and our projection. And we really need that, because this individual stuff doesn't get you anywhere. You're doing all of the work for yourself, and what do you get at the end of the day? We need collectivity. That's what gets us above and gets us ahead. We work together as a group. And that is what the oppressors have been using for decades, for centuries, to keep us separated. It's either what color you are, how much money you got, and all this type of foolishness. Why don't we just unify? We all have one breath, and we all deserve betterment. Let's try doing that and see what happens when we unify. Hallelujah.
Well, I agree. Thank you so much, Obadiah. We appreciate you. So in the minutes we have left, I want to make sure. Oh, you got another caller?
Oh,
well, before you take that quick call, before we take that quick call, I want to give our guests a chance to, again, let listeners know if they want to go to this seminar, learn more about the power of plant-based food, Saturday, March 18th at 3909 South Cottage Grove from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. You'll learn a lot more about what you heard and being able to prepare your body in the right way, eat to live an abundant life with nonviolent food. And, of course, we want to give you a chance to register for this seminar, and you'll go to www.iseek, that's ISEEK.com, and register for this seminar. And go ahead with your call. You got about a minute before we go. The caller on your line.
Okay. I believe it's Sister Gail once more. I've got about 3 minutes of broadcast time now. As-salamu alaykum, yeah. Sister Gail.
Well, alaykum as-salam. I just wanted to ask, is his seminar going to be like on Zoom or something, or streamed or whatever, for people that don't live in Chicago can benefit from the information?
That's a good question. So will it be available, videotaped, streamed live? How can people tune in? Can they still register and pay and see it?
No, it won't be on Zoom, but if they want to register quickly, they can just call this cell phone number, 833-351-6222, and they can register, and even after this conversation, because the seats are limited. Okay.
All right.
But
so
it won't be on Zoom at this point.
So now give us that phone number again.
It's 833-51-6222.
All righty. So we've got it up on the screen here. 833-351-6222. Again,
can I say this?
Yeah.
Since most of the audience is Muslim, we, even Christian, even all the religions, misinterpret the scriptures.
Mm.
Why do they misinterpret it? They don't know how to vacate this body and go inside, meet the angels, and they'll tell them how to eat. They give so much knowledge.
Mm.
So they should take their limited understanding superficially and slay each body who got this awareness.
Mm.
And in the spring of 2019, when I was in the hospital, my wife insisted that I get a colonoscopy.
Mm.
And as I was in a wheelchair because I had not gotten an operation on my right hip. So as she was pulling me up to the fourth floor to meet the doctor who was to perform this colonoscopy, I said to her, look, I don't need a colonoscopy. This operation, all my organs are clean. I only eat plant-based food, which is nothing but water and sunlight. My organs are as pure as the snow. She laughed. She said, shut yourself up and come on with me. As we go into the hospital and open the door, I noiselessly and painlessly died. Just like in the movie Ghost, I tried to grab my coat. I was arguing with the people, but they couldn't hear me.
So you had an out-of-body experience. You literally had, a near-death experience. We got about 20 seconds left. Mama Joy asked, is there regulation for this affair? Is the food cooked or you warm
yes.
it? Is it raw? Okay. Cooked food.
Best, yeah.
All righty. Well, we thank you so much. Looking forward to you all. Thank you, Mama Joy, for asking that question. And, of course, Viata says the fasting period also produces stem cells that prepare the body. So, we appreciate.
There we go. Okay. We appreciate all of you who have listened in and joined in, and we want you to register and
yes.
learn about this seminar. and be prepared to change your mind, because you most definitely will learn some things that will empower you to improve your physical, mental, and spiritual health. Go to 833-351-6222. Call and register, or register at www.i-seek.org. That's i-s-e-e-k.org. I'm Naima Latif. Join us tomorrow for Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Medasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you, and the mercy of God, and God's blessing.